Roman Soltis continues to monitor the Russian invasion of his beloved home country of Ukraine. The musician was in Canada in February 2022 when the conflict broke out in Ukraine. Unable to return, he has since organized several benefit concerts in Newmarket to try and help friends back home. As he prepares for another concert to recognize Ukraine Independence Day August 24, he said he cannot get tired of working to support his country. "We are fighting now for our freedom and independence. Unfortunately, Ukrainians are now paying a very high price to be free," he said. "I can't stop because for me, also, it's my pain." The concert will take place August 27 at Trinity United Church at 2 p.m., with Soltis joined by three other classical musicians for a string quartet of classical music. After paying for overhead costs, proceeds from the concert series have gone to Ukraine, with Soltis donating money to equip friends he knows still fighting on the battlefield. "Some of these friends are also musicians," he said. "A very big thanks to people who are coming to my concert." The musician recognized that the conflict could go out of the minds of Canadians, after more than a year of the invasion ongoing. The United Nations Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights has recorded 26,015 civilian casualties in the country as of July 31, including 9,369 killed and 16,646 injured. That includes more than 1,000 child casualties, with 541 killed. "Me, I think I need every time to speak about that, because I know in Canada, the war, it's far," he said. "But in Europe, it's so close. Ukraine needs the support, and definitely, Ukraine must win." Although the invasion does not dominate news cycles in the way it did at the onset, political leaders did mark Ukrainian Independence Day this week. "On the Independence Day of Ukraine, we reaffirm our commitment to standing with Ukraine," Newmarket Aurora MP Tony Van Bynen said on social media. "Today is a moment of pride for the country Ukrainian people have built and for those who continue to protect it. Our government stands in support and celebrates with the Ukrainian community in Ontario," Newmarket Aurora MPP Don Gallagher Murphy said on social media. "Let's take a moment to honor the brave men and women who are continuing to fight for Ukraine's independence." Soltis said he hopes his concerts bring people together and can be an enjoyable experience. "I'm an optimistic man, and I believe in the near future, that peace will come," he said. Concert tickets are $30 at the door, but organizers recommend getting tickets in advance through Eventbrite.